We match, you guys.
I know. You called us rusty berries. That's what we look like today, is rusty berries.
We're rusty berries. Hashtag rusty berries. That's what we are today. We didn't plan this.
This was unplanned.
We brain share all the time.
It just happens. Okay, so actual pillow news before we get into the meat of today's program. God bless you, or whatever.
I'm sorry, I'm having a coughing fit. It's probably COVID. Whatever.
So there is my pillow news, because Mike Lindell appeared on the War Room, Steve Bannon's podcast.
Oh.
He appeared on Steve Bannon's podcast.
Why have we never been on that show?
I don't know. So Mike Lindell went on there to talk about a new social media platform that he is starting. I don't think this is the same one that Trump is doing.
Okay.
I think this is a whole separate thing. But he's poured billions of dollars into this thing, apparently, and says it is going to be like a YouTube with a Twitter feature.
Okay.
So I don't know when that's coming, but it's coming. He's like bought servers, and it can handle like billions of people, and he bought all of his own stuff, and nobody can take it down.
Listen, I love it. The more of these, you know, platforms, I feel like the better, because it's just more competition. So if we have like two or three more of them from conservatives, I think it's great. People will start gravitating towards some of these, because I'll get on. I'll see what it's all about. I want to see what Trump starts. I want to see what Mike Lindell starts. I want to see what they look like. If they're fantastic, I'll start using them. If they're
there's so many that I can't keep up.
I know. And listen, one of the things, like, we're going to be doing our deep dive today on this, on social platforms and how kids today are like, this is what they want to do for a living as jobs. This is what we're going to be diving into today, because it's a very different world now, right, than when we were kids. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about this, and how, like, she and I are just exhausted by all the social platforms.
Because it's exhausting.
Because people will be like, chicks, you guys could actually be making money if you went and did like TikTok. And I'm like, I don't want to, like, there's a club, and I don't understand
okay,
it.
Okay, but save all of that.
I know we will. So that's the thing, is we're going to be talking about all that today. And so you can check that out, because we're going to deep dive. But this is the thing. Like, there's so many of them that it gets almost...
Listen, more power to Mike Lindell, because as you know, we are huge fans of MyPillow.
Yeah.
Because all the MyPillow stuff is amazing. And my kid got his moccasins yesterday.
Does he love that?
So freaking stoked. They're perfect. And I was like, aren't they like a warm hug? Aren't they like a warm hug for your feet? Did I tell you?
He said?
Like, I'm wearing these to school because they're like shoes. They're legit heavy duty shoes.
It's funny you say that, because I got our boy moccasins too.
Yeah.
And he's 27. So, I mean, he doesn't know it. He's probably not watching right now, but because, you know, he's probably at work or whatever. But I got Chase some moccasins too. So hopefully
all the rage.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, because he has his own house now and everything. So I can see him like going out in his little jammy pants, because he's like
in his robe.
He's like a legit man now. And he'll go out and walk the dogs, you know, take
he
the
needs
trash
a MyPillow robe, because they have those too.
He totally
and they,
does.
You guys, they weigh like 700 pounds. They are so heavy and delicious. You can get those. You can get beach towels. You can get sets of sheets or sets of towels right now. Buy one, get one free if you use code
CHICKS.
Make sure that you call 800-875-0513, 800-875-0513, or just go to MyPillow.com and use the code CHICKS and get
CHICKS.
Yourself some stuff.
Do it.
So that was my pillow news.
That's so cool. I love it. Listen, I love all the people that are because they see the danger in having this monopoly from all of, you know, from the Facebook and the Twitter and the, you know, the Zuckerbergs and the Jack Dorseys of the world. You know, it's like Goat Man and Alien Boy, you know. It's not good, you guys. It's good
that there's
some competition out there now. I love it.
There is a ninth accuser for Governor Cuomo. At this point, because she came trotting out with Gloria Allred, I was like, okay, this seems just more like a pylon than an actual victim. But I don't know. I mean, maybe, listen, I'm not saying that he didn't grope her or kiss her or do whatever,
because
he's a total skeeve.
But whenever you see Gloria Allred, you're kind of like, ah, jeez.
Yeah. Then it just looks bad. You know what I mean? It just does not look good in any way. She's 55, this one says, and she says that Cuomo aggressively kissed both of her cheeks while surveying damage in her home in 2017.
While doing what?
He was there to, like, look at damage from some sort of a natural disaster, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was he was there for a photo op, but essentially he was apparently very inappropriate, and he grabbed her by the cheeks and kissed one of them, and then she said, "I thought he was going to pet my dog, but instead he wedged his face between the dog and mine and kissed my other cheek in what I thought was a highly sexual manner."
This is something that you do every day. So something, I mean, when I hear aggressively kissing of the cheeks, I'm like,
I don't aggressively kiss anybody's cheeks.
You aggressively hug.
I do aggressively hug.
You aggressively hug. So I feel like sometimes it's violent, like it's violently aggressive, her hugging.
Well, if I face resistance.
Yeah, if she, this is the thing. If you put up a fight for her hug.
I'll like squeeze harder.
Oh, she's gonna. It's like a boa constrictor. You know what I mean?
I'm like a boa constrictor.
She's just like, I'm gonna squeeze you harder.
I really like big hugs.
She's gonna, and she cannot lie. She's gonna do it. She's gonna hurt you. So don't put up a fight. You see her coming, and she's like, she's in the hug stance.
Watch out.
She's coming at you in the hug stance. Don't resist, you guys. Don't
just
resist.
Melt in. Just melt right into it.
Just fold into it.
Right.
Fold into the hug.
You know what I feel like when I hug people? A MyPillow slipper. That's what I feel like.
Mock is a human MyPillow slipper. That's Mock.
It's true. Okay, so we have to give an update on the whole Satan shoe thing yesterday that we talked about. So remember how yesterday I was telling you Nike was saying, "Nah, this is not our shoe. Right. We didn't have anything to do with this." But we were like, "Well, then why are you not suing? Like, this is something that you need to sue over." They just sued the Mischief company that actually, you know, that actually sold the shoe. The problem is, so they're saying, we're suing for copyright infringement because you used our swoosh, and we're suing to block all sales. The problem is they sold out, all 666 shoes sold out in less than 1 minute.
Oh my God.
Because people are disgusting.
Yeah, people are disgusting.
So
people
how do you do that? Like, what does this lawsuit even do? The shoes are sold. They're gone. Right. They're done. Right. The money's made. So what happens?
Not only that, but they were kind of late to the draw. I mean, they've got like floors and floors of lawyers, right, at Nike. Like, what the hell were you doing, Nike lawyers? I could have sued them. Like, before that, I could have probably gotten my law degree and sued them. Like yesterday morning, and the Nike lawyers are like stoned in their building going, "Oh, we're just going to wait on it for a while, just see what happens. Maybe we'll sue, like, I don't know, later this afternoon." Like, what the hell are they doing? Just, it's astounding to me that they waited, and they waited until all of them sold out. It's the whole thing is sketch to me. It's just all so weird.
And why would they went to the trouble of saying, releasing an official statement saying, "We don't endorse this, these aren't ours." That's when you say, "And we're suing the pants off this company."
Right.
That's when you say that.
That's exactly what you say. And you say, and you know what else you say? You say, "This is disgusting."
Yeah.
"And we want nothing to do with this. And this goes against everything that we stand for."
But
these people are gross. But it doesn't.
This is.
Yeah. You're right, Mock. This is why the whole thing is sketch to me. Mm-hmm. It was all sketch yesterday, and it's still sketch today. Nike is gross.
And what sucks, too, is that Lil Nas X himself is not being sued. It's only the company that he promoted that's being sued. He has absolutely no personal liability, which I think is a bunch of bullcrap, because he's the one that said in his Twitter, in his tweet, "These are Nike Max 97s or whatever the model is. He is the one that said that.
Isn't he the one that sang Old Town Road or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because my soon-to-be daughter-in-law wrote me last night. She's like, "He was so cute in Old Town Road."
He was cute?
Like, he was good. Like, he seemed okay, you know? Like, he seemed like he was fine. And then all of a sudden, this. And I'm like, you know, and she's so sweet and good-hearted. And, like, you know her. You know my soon-to-be daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
She's, like, just the most loving, nurturing, wonderful soul ever. And I was writing her, and I go, "Listen, here's the deal. He probably was always been this way, right?"
Yeah.
But it's like now he's just blatantly showing who he is to the world, which is
part
of
because he's got his fame, he's got his fortune, and so now he can be free to be him, and apparently he is awful.
And I think this is the problem, is that a lot of these yahoos, I told her, I go, you know what, there are probably a lot of people, especially in Hollywood and celebrity folks, who are this way, but they just don't show it openly. And now it's like he's opened sort of this floodgate, I would imagine. It's like a Pandora's box where he's like, you know what? Now we can just start, because people are accepting of it. People are accepting of this. Hey, you know what? We can go ahead and just be openly satanic. You know, because look how quickly that crap sold out. Yeah. And look how people were quick to just go ahead and defend this guy. They were like, oh, my God, you guys, it's fine. Like, he's just expressing his art. Oh, my God. Like, what? This man. I just shake my head and go, wow.
It's culture rot. We're a broken culture.
Yeah, like, we're broken.
You guys, we have been facing a really big crisis at the border.
You can't say crisis.
Oh, it's a challenge. Oh, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge. It's problematic. It's not a crisis.
It's actually a policy change is what I thought it was. It's a policy change. And we've seen a lot of policy changes over the past couple months, right, with this administration. Something that's it is a problematic policy change.
Yeah. And it's a policy change that affects all of us. And whether you are in a border state or in a border town or not, you're about to be bombarded with people who are in this country illegally that are here to take your jobs, take your tax dollars, and it caused a huge overburden on our resources in this country.
And that sounds bad, Mock. That sounds
bad.
Really bad.
Does it sound like a crisis? Because it's kind of a crisis.
It does sound like a crisis indeed. Yeah.
And that is why when you're thinking about joining an organization that can offer you amazing discounts and help with some financial planning, help with Medicare and Medicaid planning, help with retirement issues and all the things that go along with being a mature citizen, then don't join the traditional organization that you've heard all about that sends you all the fancy flyers. Think about joining AMAC instead.
Yeah, they're the best, you guys. We are members of AMAC. The membership benefits are amazing. Like Mock said, the discounts are fantastic, but also they are aligned with our values, and they do all the wonderful things when it comes to aligning with what we believe in. Join today at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. You are going to love them like we do.
For real. And it's so, you know, the benefits are great. We talk about the benefits all the time, but it's the cause that is even greater. And so your membership dollars go to a great cause. You know that they're fighting for the very things that you believe in. That's why you need to join AMAC at amac.us/chicks.
Do it today, y'all.
Let me show you this video of Kamala. And listen, I am the first to admit that I laugh a lot. Okay, I know this about myself. I wouldn't say it's nervous laughter, though. And I don't even know if her cackle is from nerves or if she's just psychotic. Because, there is a video of her. I love that it was posted by a guy who I follow named Ian Miles Chong. And his caption simply read, "What the F is wrong with her?" And the question is valid because you're going to hear her talking about a serious issue to her, which is free childcare for everybody. And she laughs so inappropriately and apropos of nothing with her mask on. She's crazy, you guys. This is not normal behavior.
We're seeing that, affordable childcare is a big deal. More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids and say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
Why was that funny?
It's not funny. It's kind of like, you know, when they asked her about going down to the border. And she was like, no.
Not today.
I mean, you are psychotic. Yeah.
She's nutso.
Again, they didn't want this lady. Nobody wanted her. She was a reject. She was a complete and total reject.
By Democrats.
By everybody. Nobody wanted her. And then at the 11th hour, they were like, well, we got to tick some boxes, you guys. You know,
and she checks a lot of boxes.
She's a brown woman. Let's put her in there, you know, because we got to tick some boxes. And that's what they do. And so they went ahead and they pulled her out of the heap of rejects. The little heap pile of rejects, they said, let's go ahead and pick her because this is what they do, because they hand pick people in the Democrat Party. They don't let the people decide. They hand pick them. And so, you know, they picked Biden and they picked her, and that's who they got. And then all of a sudden, Democrats were like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to like her. Okay.
Okay. We do now. She's our favorite.
Exactly. And this is what they do. Yeah. They're a bunch of sheep.
I saw that and I was like, there's something wrong with her. Like, that is not normal. That's right. Just not normal behavior.
It's not normal.
I don't know if you saw, you know, the CDC director, that Rochelle Walensky lady, the one with the dark hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She reminds me of somebody. I don't know who she reminds. She reminds me of a celebrity, and I don't know who it is. We're gonna have to find, because you're really good at that. You're good at morphing people together.
We need to find out.
Like, she reminds me of like the chick from The Matrix, and like somebody else.
I know what I'm talking about. See that kind of? Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Andrew.
She did her presser yesterday, and the most ridiculous part about it was when she said, "You know what? I'm gonna go off script for a minute." And then she continued to clearly read a teleprompter as she basically got super emotional and said she feels an impending sense of doom about where we're headed with the virus and how things are getting worse and everything is going to hell in a handbasket and everybody needs to keep up all of the restrictions because she's deeply afraid of what's happening. And she's reading it right after she said, I'm going to go off script here because that's how deeply I feel about this. And then she's like, so I really feel the sense of impending doom. I mean,
really?
It was so ridiculous.
It was so ridiculous. It's nice PR stunt. It was nice.
Yeah.
Good try.
It's out of control.
I mean, it's funny because I work in communications now at a corporation. And, you know, you can get teleprompter apps on your phone. Like, you know, C-suite guys that are the executives, you know, I get them teleprompter apps. So when I write speeches for them and stuff, you can get that for them so they don't have to memorize their speeches. People can do this all the time. You know, you can do this where you can act like you're ad-libbing things, but in actuality, you're reading from a teleprompter because it's much easier to do that, right?
Yeah.
So when you say, oh, I'm ad-libbing something, whatever.
That could literally be part of the script.
Right.
But I mean, don't be obvious about it.
Right.
Right?
This is the thing. So they're all over the place. You just go to your app store. There's like teleprompter apps. Most people do that now. That's what people do. Like, even if you, I mean, I'm sure, and you could probably see her doing it.
No, obviously, that's what I'm saying.
It was obvious to you.
She was clearly reading it, even though she said, she took great pains to say that she was going off script. And I was like, but you're continuing to read, and that looks really disingenuous.
Yes, so stop. So stop lying.
Stop
lying to us, okay? You and Fauci and all these, just stop lying.
Oh, my God. Did you see Trump's giant statement to Fauci and Birx? It was so Trumpy.
It was so great. I love that, you know, like the Molly Hemingways of the world are still finding ways to say, hey, by the way, here's a way we can still tweet Trump.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, like he's kicked off of Twitter, but he's basically still able to kind of tweet through conduits like Molly Hemingway, you know?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
There's tons of people that will put out his statements as soon as they know they're available.
Right.
And these, you know, these statements are clearly written by him. There's no question about it. They sound so Trumpy.
Oh, without question.
My
favorite part
was when he said about Fauci, he goes, this is part of the statement, okay? This comes from the office of Donald J. Trump. It says, in a fake interview last night on CNN, Dr. Fauci, who said he was an athlete in college but couldn't throw a baseball even close to home plate, it was a roller, tried to take credit for the vaccine when in fact he said it would take 3 to 5 years and probably longer to have it approved.
Yeah.
I was like, he's talking about Fauci not being able to throw a baseball in his official statement.
Right. I love it. It's so Trump. It's so him. He's like, don't act like you're an athlete, dude, when you can't even throw a ball, you wimp. Give me a break. Like, let's all get real. Look at the guy. Like, he was an athlete. Give me a break.
But But only Trump would actually say those in an those words in an official statement.
Yeah, which you know is why which is why he was awesome.
He said all the things.
He said everything. It was great. And that then the Burke stuff was great too. He totally, and he basically said, listen, the only reason that I kept these Yahoos on is because they were in government for a gajillion years.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had to. But I mean, you know what? What he probably should have done is just fired them both and found some people from the private sector and said, you know what? You guys handle it. That was a mistake that he made. It was a mistake. He should have
done
that.
Yeah, but he was really in a bad spot, right?
He was.
So much
he
of
was.
America trusted those two and thought it would look really bad if you would let him go.
I know. But it would. But it, looking back, and I'm sure he probably thinks the same way.
Yeah.
If he had to do over again, he probably should have said, you know what? I'm going to find some top-notch people from the private sector, and I'm going to put private sector people in there because they could handle this better. Because let's face it, they could. They could.
Many private doctors are silenced. It would have been great for Trump to get some more of them on the team.
Right.
To just say, I don't agree with Dr. Fauci on this, and here's why. And everybody should weigh these two opinions for themselves.
Uh-huh. Because he became a monopoly, you know, and he became like this dictator, this health dictator. And he still is. And it's ridiculous. Like, why does he get to be the only say in the health of America? The guy is full of shit. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, it's ridiculous. Like, he's been wrong about so many things from the very beginning. Just like the WHO has been wrong about so many things from the very beginning. I mean, there's a tweet that I saw from last January, not this past January, but the January before, when it first, I mean, before, like, we even got locked down, right?
Yeah.
And the WHO had a tweet that came out, and they said that there was no transmission human to human of the novel coronavirus.
Yeah, and they've never taken it down. I mean, to their credit, that tweet lives on in perpetuity.
Right. I mean, they've been wrong about so many things on so many levels that it's just like you shake your head and you're, you know, we've all been through this crazy ride, right?
Yeah.
But to act like one person has been right about everything is completely asinine. We've all gone through this. We've all seen that people have been wrong. He's not the almighty when it comes to health. He's just not. So to think that is preposterous.
Why do the Democrats want open borders even though it damages national security and the people who are crossing the southern border are brutalized by the drug cartels? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, we discuss this and how Dr. Fauci continues to move the COVID goalposts with North Carolina Congressman and Dr. Greg Murphy. We'll also highlight the huge threat to your personal liberty through vaccine passports and how our children are now in the COVID police crosshairs. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Biden came out and made this ridiculous plea to governors to stop opening up their states and to re-implement mask mandates.
Wait, who made the plea?
Biden. Biden said, everybody stop opening your states and you need to have mask mandates. And I know it's hard and everybody's sick of it, but everybody has to do this, and everybody wear your mask, it's saving lives. And so,
as he has like four of them on.
Right.
Yeah.
But what was amazing is how much of a contrast that was to DeSantis, who came out yesterday and said, I'm hearing a lot about this vaccine passport. Screw that. I'm going to immediately do some legislation that preemptively says that's not allowed here in Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, God, thank God for leadership like him.
You know, it's like I'm completely freaked out about this vaccine passport. And it freaks me out because I think that it's so completely un-American. I really do. Like I don't like that you telling me what I need to have, especially right now. We're just so in the infancy of all this that I just don't like it. It makes me very uneasy. I don't like the whole passport thing. And here's the thing, is I also think that with liberals, it becomes a social class thing. They realize that most of the people who are hesitant to take this vaccine are Black and brown people, right? So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, most of the people who are most hesitant to participate in the vaccine or the taking of the vaccine are Black and brown people. And so if they're going to create a social class thing, is what they're going to do, because they're going to be like, okay, so you people over there can't fly.
Right.
You can't travel.
You can't go to events. You can't go to sports. You can't go to concerts.
Right. So liberals, because let's face it, this is like a Biden thing. Biden and his administration are basically creating a class structure thing. Are they doing it on purpose? Like, what are they doing? And so we're going to be able to look at them and go, that's racist. This is a racist policy, because, you know, I mean, granted, there are some, yeah, sure, there are some white people out there who are like saying, I don't want to take the vaccine. But by and large, it's mostly, you know, it's the majority of people are black and brown.
Yeah.
They don't want to do it. So it's becoming a social thing. It's going to become a social class thing. And it's a race thing is what normally I wouldn't focus on race, but that it's going to become that. So, you know, because they're trying to show people in those communities, listen, it's okay to take the vaccine. And there are like statistics on that where just that those communities are like, I don't really want to do
that.
You know,
that is really interesting. I had no idea that that was a thing. Thank you, Sandy Lender.
Right.
Thank you very much. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it is. It's very interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. And so if those communities don't want to take it, and then it becomes like a dichotomy of, you know, these people can't travel and these people can. That's going to be very interesting to see. And it's going to be interesting to see how they answer
that. Whole HIPAA thing, right? Like that, it just confuses me that all of a sudden we're supposed to divulge to literally anybody what our vaccine status is. And
right.
The pushback I've heard against that concern is that HIPAA is geared towards healthcare professionals, where a doctor and a nurse cannot reveal your information to another person, but you always have control of your information. So they're saying, well, but it's not a healthcare professional giving your information out. It's you giving your own information out. But we're being forced to.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To me, that's not like I'm not voluntarily telling you my health status or my vaccine status. I'm being forced to based on my wanting to participate in society.
Right. And then it's like, where does it stop? Is it going to be a situation where, like, I won't get hired in a job because I don't get the vaccine? You know, like what's the stopping point with this? Because
it's not even FDA approved except for emergency use. So why are we forcing somebody to take something that's not even gone through the full FDA approval process?
Right.
That's what is blowing my mind even harder.
Right. Exactly.
Like, what in the world is happening?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So how do we clone DeSantis 7,000 times?
I know.
How?
Well, what we need to do is just fast forward to 2024 and get him to be president.
God, I hope.
We got to get him to be president, and we got it like overwhelmingly, because as we all know, what happened in 2020, I'm not going to say what happened, but it was kind of borked, right?
The Olin stay.
So we need to make sure that it is just overwhelming, you know. And listen, I would imagine that there are a lot of people right now who are having having some remorse that they voted for Biden.
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
But there's so many dumb people.
To those people, though, I want to punch you in the face because, I mean, I'm not going to mix words. Let's just get real. I mean, we freaking warned you. Like, there's a lot of, I mean, I want to go, seriously? Like, so you voted based on your feels. And for that, I want to punch your feels right in the face. You know? Because, I mean, it's like, you look around and stuff like, as little as, you know, my gas prices are going up, mortgage rates are going up. I mean, it's like, come on. Like, are you that dumb?
Well, yes, and then don't even get us started about the border stuff, right?
Oh, my God.
Did you see that in San Francisco there are teachers that are in-person teaching these illegal minors? And they're not teaching in-person school to United States kids?
No, I did not see that, because I would be seething about it. But thank you for making me seethe.
Well, get ready to seethe.
Thank you for making me seethe at 7:27 in the morning. Thank you.
I have an antidote. I have the best TikTok to
really?
Show you. Yes.
Thank you.
So there's a couple from this account. There's this guy. He's from China. I think.
Okay.
But I love him because he takes dogs and cats that make dog and cat noises.
Oh, no.
And he writes music to accompany them. It's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, my
God.
So
the latest one, I think, is it a husky? No. This is one of these annoying pug things or whatever.
Oh,
sorry for people that pug.
Sorry to people. the greatest. Is there another one I have here?
Oh my
seen
god, there's so many. Here's
show me one more.
Okay.
Is there like a Great Dane one?
There might be.
That is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
So he finds all the animals that are on TikTok and he just accompanies them. Here's one that's a cat. Are you ready for the cat?
Oh my god, there's a cat one.
Wait, that's not it.
I feel like that's the husky again. You're trying to give the husky too much attention. That husky is a that husky is an attention whore.
Right? I mean, like, I love him just for even thinking. Oh, wait, here's one more.
I know. Wait, oh, one more. It's very carnival-y. So good. That guy is talented.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Really,
but,
really
like,
good,
ridiculous in the best way.
It really... I feel like that guy's more talented than Ariana Grande. Don't you guys think?
I mean, I don't mind Ariana Grande songs.
I know you don't. I just thought that's probably why I said it. Okay, you guys.
So tomorrow you're doing driving.
I'm driving. I have to get up at like 3 in the morning to get on the road by 4 or some crap. Like, my nose is running. I'm sorry. It's so cold down here, you guys. I'm sorry. But I have to get on the road at like 4:30, something like that, because, right. I have to drive to basically West Virginia tomorrow.
Why?
Right. I know. Y'all pray for me.
But we'll be back on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then not on Friday, because then I'm driving, like, literally all day long. But Thursday we'll be back. And then we're doing our podcast today, which will be released tomorrow. So there will be something tomorrow.
Right. You guys will have a podcast tomorrow. It'll get out in the afternoon. It'll just be a little bit later than what you're used to. I'm sorry. And then I'm hoping, like, not this week, but next week, we won't be back to normal because Mach will be on spring break, but we'll be doing podcasts.
For sure.
We'll be doing podcasts, okay?
We'll
be at kind of weird times.
And we're back on Newsmax tonight. So we are doing a Newsmax hit at our normal 8:22, which usually ends up being about 8:30.
We have no idea what we're talking about.
They'll tell us at around 3 or 4.
Yeah, and hopefully I won't do it from my phone this week.
Although it looked really good.
It was a little weird.
I mean, it worked. So in a pinch, it does work. So,
yeah.
So anyway, those are all the things that are going on.
Yes. Okay, you guys, bring it in.
Rusty berries.
Bring it in, rusty berries. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is a nightmare, and the Democrats keep lying about voter integrity legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a good time doing it. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.